Please rise for the order of matins. Hear the lesson from the first chapter of Genesis, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Let there be, and there was. This word about creation is to be taken seriously and at face value. It means what it says. It happened that way. That is made clear by the psalmist when he writes, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." This divine truth did not disappear with the New Testament. For the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." But that is not the end of it either. This talk about God's powerful word goes on and on. The Apostle John, just as Solomon had in Proverbs chapter 8, connects it to the eternal Son of God, the Logos, as John writes. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." But even as glorious as it is to know that the instrument by which all things came to be is the very one who created us, the Word made flesh, and it is even more glorious, this expression that connects that powerful Word of God, God's work in our hearts. St. Paul writes about that. "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And he also writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith." That the Almighty God works by the power of his will, not the mundane moving of lips and expelling of air, but by his will, this is indeed the great comfort that we have in his gospel. Each one of us is known by name in the mind of God. Each one of us is as important and as much the object of his powerful love as the world that he created. And it is the same powerful word that created the world that also calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light and declares to all of us, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." That is his powerful and creating word to us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.